Okay. It's recording. Okay, so I guess all I do is speak. All right then. Easiest thing ever. Just start recording and start speaking. Anyways, hey guys, welcome to my podcast. And today I will be talking to you guys while I'm writing a play, you know? Writing some of the script to one of my plays. So, if any of you wanna, know a bit about script writing and stuff, buckle your seat belts, 'cause I talk a lot during these. Currently I am writing a play for my church, and, it's like, oh gosh, I even forgot the name of it. How silly of me. Worst playwright ever forgets the name of her frickin' plays. I am a horrible person. Not really, trust me. I'm an amazing person. Just very forgetful and unable to turn a frickin' page. Okay, so I guess. Okay. So my play is called The Musical Adventures of the Bible, and the reason why I called it that is because, well, it's for church. Of course, if you're gonna write a play for your church, you gotta make it about, something about the Bible. But, it's like, it's gonna have all sorts of stories from the Bible in it. Like, I've already written down, gosh, what's it called? The, creation of Earth. The next thing I need to write down is Adam and Eve, of course. Me being the producer of the play, or director, or whatever. Every time I write a play of mine, I usually give myself a part in it also, so I usually act in my own plays, not only teach it. So, it's, yeah, oh great, it's raining outside. How happy am I? anyways. Let's see. Okay, so right now I'm at the stage directions. I wonder, should I put, like, the creation of Earth and Adam and Eve together? I'm confused. 'Cause it says scene two. Oh, wait, no. It's scene two of the play. Okay. I'm sorry. I get extremely confused usually. But let's see. Stage directions. What should I put this, the stage directions? Let's look back at where I left off. Let's read the last page I wrote, which was like, I don't know, like 2 months ago. Oh gosh. I really have not been paying attention to this play. Oh my gosh. I've been like so caught up with like other stuff and like, oh my gosh. Like, life is hard, Life is hard. But anyways, so stage directions. The angels walk off the stage and God walks up to the microphone. Not actually God, but I mean like the actor that plays God, you know? Oh my gosh. God. Now let's get some living creatures in here. But before there are floating creatures in the sky, I had to add that in there, honestly. That's so hilarious. I just w so wanted to give God just this sarcastic, but like, positively sarcastic, funny attitude, Like, sarcastic, but, like, the positive type of sarcastic, Like, I want to add, like, some comedic, effects to, the character of God in this play, because, well, if you have a God that, in a play, that's like walking up to the microphone, and it's like, oh, I wanna put some living creatures on this earth poof, That would be extremely boring. But one that's like super like funny, that's like trying to make a couple jokes, you know? But anyways, continued. Now let's get some living creatures in here. But before there are floating creatures in the sky, they must have something to stand on. Let there be land, for these creatures will need a place to rest their head, to rest their heads at night. Stage directions. One of the cast members off stage will roll a small ball, aka Earth, onto the stage. Because I'm gonna make like a small paper ball and then like make it look like Earth and stuff, you know? It's gonna be super cool. Anyways, God, this is Earth. This is where all of my creations will be. It's very dry. Yes. Oof. Hold on. It's very dry. Yes. Ah, here we go. Streams and grass are finally appearing. Stage directions. The angels shout hooray from the backstage. Because I know I'm probably gonna have quite a few kids in this play. And honestly, I'm a kid also, but who cares? So, I mean. But, like, first, before we, like, do the play, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna need, like, at least, like, 3 or 4 months before we can, like, get it. Because, like, when it comes to other children than me, I'm sorry if there's any children listening to this podcast, but if there's, like, when it comes to other kids that I meet, they're usually not too used to the whole acting thing. Usually, like when they read something, they'll be like, "Doggy, go over there," and they wouldn't have like any emotion whatsoever. And like, I'd be like, "That's not gonna impress an audience. That's gonna make them fall asleep." So it's kind of like, you know, it's hard to teach kids how to act, you know, because it's complex. But right here next to me, I have a book about how to write a play and a teacher's handbook about playwriting in schools. And hopefully, that'll give me some little like hints about, you know, how to teach kids how to do acting in a play because, you know, kids, they, most of them are, like, horrible at acting. Oh gosh, it's already, like, 2:04 p.m. Or maybe my clock is wrong and the clock on my phone is right. Or maybe the clock on my phone is wrong. Okay, I'll stop. I'll shut up. But, for stage directions, I'm gonna put, God walks off of the stage. Okay, let me write it first. Anyways, I'm sorry if my voice sounds like a bit like weird and unentertaining in the podcast because phones, they don't record your voice the same as, like, it originally is, you know? So, like, phones change up your voice to, like, either be, like, higher than it is or lower than it is, or just make it look, like, sound completely stupid. In that, I'm kind of like, okay, Samsung, like, Android, someone, Apple, poisonous Apple, whatever it is, just, please turn phones into things that will actually record your voice normally instead of making you sound like, I'm doing this podcast today, and like it makes you sound like super like really stupid. And so it's like, I don't know, maybe it is just recording our voices right, but we just have never heard our own voices before. What if? No, I'm kidding. I can already like tell what my voice sounds like, but I mean, whatever. Anyways, continued. Anyways, so God walks off stage, and Adam and the narrator walk onto the stage. Anywho's, yeah, this is, wow, okay, oof, I have church tonight, it's at like 6 p.m. tonight, actually, wait, no, I have to be there by like 5:45, it's like 2:04 right now, so, I honestly don't care. I have, like, hours on end to, like, record this podcast, so, I mean, eh, who cares, you know? God walks off stage, and Adam and the narrator walk onto the stage. Okay. Narrator. The one thing I never get about, you know, society these days is the fact that instead of BC, they put BCE, as in, like, before Common Era, instead of before Christ. I think BC means before Christ, and AD means after death. But, you know, it could mean something else. But hey, don't get me wrong, I'm no professional. But, yeah. So, gosh. Wait, what was I gonna do? I'm sorry, I get so forgetful and talkative. Oh, right. Okay, so narrator. What's narrator gonna say? I'm thinking, you know, it's just, I'm sorry if you hear tapping or, like, scratching in the audio. It's because a lot of times I like to, like, tap or, like, scratch on my phone or something. It's normal for me, trust me. It's fine, so, you know. Oh my gosh, I have trash all over my desk. This goes right there. Oh my gosh, I'm having to rearrange my desk during a freaking podcast. And yes, I'm doing this in my bedroom, not in an office or anything, but I mean, technically, I guess you can call my bedroom my office. Because, I mean, I have a desk, I have materials, although I don't have, like, a microphone or anything, or anything like that. I'm not very popular. I'm not a very popular YouTuber like Jacksepticeye or like iHasCupQuake or something like that. I'm just using them as examples. Don't worry. I have nothing against them or anything. I'm just saying, you know, as an example. Please don't demonetize me. Please don't demonetize me for that. No, I'm kidding. I don't even know if you can get demonetized on here. I'm pretty sure you, I don't even know if you can get money on here. What am I even saying? Oh my god. Ah. Oh gosh. Eek. Are there even comments on this thing? I'm sorry, I'm new to this, so I mean, like, this is like literally my first ever podcast. And hey, it's going swell. No, I'm kidding. I am kerfuffled. Confused, you know. Confuffled. Okay, what did I want to make the narrator say? Oh, I remember what I wanted to make the narrator say. It never happened!
Your life is a lie! Hades has officially taken over the world. No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry, I'm also into Greek mythology. But I mean, I wouldn't say I necessarily worship them. I just like learning about them, you know? No, JK, I actually just only, you know, like... I like reading comics about them and stuff. Honestly. Oof, I forgot I still had my pendant on. I'm sorry, I'm wearing this pendant necklace right now, and, I forgot to take it off. Oof. Roblox death sounds. Yeah, it has, like, this liquid in it that, like, it looks like blood, but it doesn't have the consistency of blood. It's like... It's like dye and water, you know? Oof, okay, narrator. See, this is where it gets tricky. When you start talking far too much to yourself, because I know probably no one will ever watch this podcast, and if you are, thank you so much for sticking by and listening to my frickin' annoying voice. This is an amazing checkpoint for you, because I know that not many people can listen to my horrible, annoying voice for this long. But, yeah. So, narrator. What does the narrator say? What does the narrator say? Ding, 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 ding. No, I'm kidding. Let's do the fork in the garbage disposal. I'm sorry, I still remember that meme. Am I the only one that buys freaking perfume from Dollar Tree? Oh well, I'm getting off track. Ugh. Yeah. I'm a horrible influence. Don't listen to me, kids. Don't try this at home, kids. No, I'm kidding. I really do recommend, like, if you're, like, new to the whole entire theater thing, if you're, like, you know, taking classes or anything, I'll probably, do, like, a whole entire podcast about, like, you know, how to write a script, maybe, you know, and then, like, one about acting, probably, because, like, any of you that are, like, I don't know, like, new to, like, theater and stuff, if you're, like, just now getting enrolled, like, in, like, a film school or, like, a theater school, if it's even possible on this app, you can, you know, reach out to me or something. I do have a Snapchat. My Snapchat is, TikiBomb. If you want to go check that out, you can always reach out to me there. And, I think that's the only, like, social media account that I have besides, on Quotev. But, not many people use Quotev, you know? Only the people that still like freaking fan fictions and crap, you know? But, hey, if you have that, then, feel free to reach out to me, on my account. My, name on Quotev is Lilith, so if you wanna, ever reach out to me on that, then, you can, and I also have a YouTube channel. I have one, I have, like, two of them. One's Rosie here, and the other one is, Storytime Grimoire. So, if you wanna reach out to me on that, it's cool, you know, but, yeah, back to thinking about what the narrator is gonna say. Yeah, I keep on getting distracted and, like, talking and stuff, you know? It's just... It's weird. Anyways, so... God walks off the stage and Adam and the narrator walks on stage. I'm gonna make the narrator say one of the last creatures that God made was a man, a human being. I'm saying it as in, like, being, as in, like, you know, jelly bean, you know, because I think it sounds, like, hilarious when you say that, you know. It's a human being. It just sounds adorable, you know. But, yeah. One of the last creatures that God made was a man. His name was Adam. Adam Pugsley. No, I'm kidding. I don't even know what his last name was. I don't even know if he had a last name. Is it possible to not have a last name? Please let me know. Like, is it even possible to not have a last name? Is it? Because I have no clue. Oh gosh, my phone's at 29%. I might have to end this early at some point, and then, like, after charging my phone up for a bit, then, like, make another podcast. Or can you, like, charge your phone while you're doing a podcast? Huh. I'll have to find out about that. But I don't want to risk it. I wouldn't even risk it for a chocolate biscuit, honestly. I don't want to wind up plugging it in, and the next thing you know, all this progress gets flushed away down the drain. I can't even publish it, and da-da-da. And then it's just like, ay, ay, ay. Why? Why? Like, ugh. Oi. I hear footsteps outside of my door. Oh my goodness. Oh my Gorgianier. Anyways, one of the last creatures that God made was a man. His name was Adam. I'm gonna make, like, this funny thing like they do in cartoons where, like, you know how, like, one of the character jumps up from behind another character and, like, waves their hand just like, hey, over here, hi, you know, like that. Like, the super energetic type, that's what I'm gonna make him do, you know? I'm pretty sure I'll, include a sketch with this one. Yeah. Okay. Stage directions. Oof. I need to check something real quick. Okay, yeah. The one thing that I think you might want to, always do if you're ever writing a script is, put spaces between, certain lines. Like, after you write the stage directions, if you have to write, like, a note or, like, dialogue, then, like, skip a line if you're using notebook paper. Skip a line, and then start writing. And then after you write that, and then skip a line, you know. Unless you're using, like a typewriter or a computer, then it's like, you know, you don't have to do that. But it's only if you want to. Sorry, I just trailed off. I was looking at something on my desk. During these podcasts, you might notice that I get quiet for a second, and when I do that, don't worry, I'm A-okay, okay? I'm fine. I'll be fine. But it's just because, you know, sometimes I just zone out on certain things. But, you know, it's just something that I do. It's due to a medical condition. You know, it's due to a mental condition thing. Okay, one of the last creatures that Godman was in. Okay. Okay, stage directions. Adam jumps up and down behind the narrator. And waves his hand ecstatically. There we go. I don't even know if I spell ecstatically right, but hey, who the frick cares? Okay. So, then after, and then the stage directions continue, and it says, after Adam does that, the narrator leaves the stage and Adam Adam starts speaking. Bam. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna put like a little overview of emotions. So, Adam is hyper ecstatic. And happy. No, not happy. That's too simple. Content. Yes, content. And then narrator is calm happy and fine. I think fine is an emotion, you know, it's fine, you know, just like I'm fine, you know. Just like, how are you? I've been doing fine. But, yeah. So, my phone's at 26%, so I'm gonna end this podcast here and charge it a bit, and then after I do that, I'm gonna check back with y'all and I'm pretty sure, like, a little bit more of the play will be finished, but, yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and charge my phone, and then after it's, like, at a good enough percentage, I'll get back with y'all, make another podcast, you know, and, continue on with the play and stuff, and, I'll read to you guys what I had, written so far, and I'll see you guys, you know, after my phone's charged. Anyways, bye.